The team for Heartlands is all getting in place now, and we have a new marketing manager, and we have the CEO who's been appointed, Vicky Martin. Vicky, well, welcome to Heartland.
Thank you very much. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here.
Just tell me what took your interest about this position when you first saw that this was available.
I think it's such an ambitious project, and it's exciting on so many levels. It's exciting because it's carbon neutral, it's exciting because it's a World Heritage Site. It's a really interesting mix of culture, of art, of mining heritage and retail.
The thing is that, yes, it's somewhere for people to come and enjoy the park and the gardens, but there is going to be a chance for people to, you know, do a bit of perhaps social business or even sell their art or, you know, perform their music.
Absolutely. We're going to have a number of performance spaces around the site. There'll be the planning quarry. We'll also have a large event field as well for large-scale events. We'll also have a number of facilities such as the Bobble Building, which will accommodate up to 280 people theatre-style. That will be set up with a stage, a lighting rig, etc. So that will accommodate a number of performances. And we'll also have 15 workspaces on site which will be available to artists to use as studios and also to retail their work, and I think this will really complement the art installations that we're going to have dotted around the landscape as well.
So your role is really to drive forward the Heartlands and get the whole community here and enjoying it and to be part of the community, but also I suppose there must be an ethos which you're keen to guide.
Absolutely. The idea of Heartlands is very much to become a model of sustainable living and to inspire generations of visitors to adopt a greener lifestyle, be showcasing a lot of green technology in the build, and that's something that people will be able to see. We won't be hiding it away. People will be able to see the wind turbine on site and learn how it works. We'll be having biomass boilers, a lot of photovoltaic as well, that's solar panels. So all of the site will be generating as much power as it possibly can. I think about 80% of our power requirements will be generating on site.
I suppose we mustn't forget its role as part of the World Heritage Site.
Absolutely. It's going to be a gateway attraction to the World Heritage Site, or the World Heritage mining landscape across Cornwall and Devon. And it will be attracting people here and then signposting people onto to other sites which will offer different experiences. And I think the great thing about the mining World Heritage landscape is that there are so many different attractions, each offering a unique range of experiences. And the idea is that people will come here, learn more about it, and then be inspired to go off and discover more.